Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Dalid, and we just began yesterday. We began for the first time discussing the eighth parak. Finally. Part of Maseches Yuma that is relevant nowadays. And we began yesterday's Mishnah. We began the Mishnah by discussing the fact that Yom Kippur is usher with the Chameshes Inuyim. Good morning, Tzikar, Zalman, Dovzi, Avi, Chanachenach, Dr. Joe. Thank you very much for joining. So the five Inuyim are Achila and Shasia, that's one, eating and drinking, taking a shower or washing, Sicha, anointing oneself with oil or with deodorant. Ne'ila sasanda, wearing leather shoes. Tashmish shamita, and marital relations. So let's pick it up. Basically, the Mishnah had said usser, and the Gemara was bothered by the usage of the word usser. What do you mean? It's a violation of kares. Now, we're going to learn today in today's daf that you only get kares for achila ushasiyah. Only for eating and drinking. For the other five, you don't get kares. A major machlokas arishonim today, we're going to speak about it today, for the other four inuyim, washing, anointing, leather shoes, and marital relations, are those asur midoraisa? Are they asur midoraisa just as no kares? Or is it only an issur derabanan? we're going to learn about that today. From the fact that the Mishnah has leniencies for a melech and a kala and all these other things, like we said yesterday, sounds like it's only an issur derabanan. That's what it sounds like. That's why you could have these leniencies. If it was us in midoraisa, one would think that you wouldn't. Either way, since there's no kares, that's another reason why there are leniencies. Anyway, so let's pick it up. Let's pick it up from where we left off, which is, so the Gemara had presented the dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Why does it say usser? Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is usser minat Torah. It's a very interesting opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Even though we know you only get lashes, let's say for eating a kezias of pig, let's say you eat half a kezias or a third of a kezias or three quarters of a kezias, so you don't get lashes for that. But Rabbi Yochanan says it's still included in the issur d'oraisa. Reish Lakish says it's usur midrabanan. That was the end of yesterday's daf. So let's pick it up from the words ihachi. We just said moda Reish Lakish shasur midrabanan. So we are five lines from the bottom. Asks the Gemara ihachi. If it's true that according to Reish Lakish, eating less than a shear of any isser in the Torah is only midrabanan, so then one would think lo nechayev aleha korban shvua. If that's true, if a person swears that he won't eat a half a kezias of pork, a guy swears, he makes a shvua, that I won't eat half a kezias of pork, l'chorah, if you're telling me that according to both of them, it's usser, so you should not be chayav a karban if you would go ahead and eat the pork, so you're going to get 39 lashes for eating, or you're not going to get the 39 lashes because you ate less than a kezias. So let's say, if you swear you're not going to eat pork and you eat it, a half a kezias, you should not be chayav a carbon for that. Why? If even a half a kezias is also asur midrabanan, at the end of the day, when you swear not to eat pork, even half a kezias of it, that's already asur on you anyway, the half a kezias of pork. And therefore, we should have a rule, ein shvua chala al dvar mitzvah. Something that Hashem already forbade you at Har Sinai, or that the rabbis already forbade from you, so that's not included in the laws of Shvuah, and therefore you shouldn't be chayiv. Because we have this concept, the mushba va'omid mehar Sinai. We'll learn about it in a minute. So the Gemara explains, so therefore, alama tanan, so why did we learn to the Mishnah in Shvuas, Shvuah shelo ochel. If a guy swears, I will not eat anything today, and he eats nevela, trefa, shkatzim, remasim, things that were already usher for him to eat anyway. Chayev, Tanakama says, you're chayev, a carbon shvua. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, you're exempt. Says the Gemara, and we ask over there, according to the Tanakama, So Rabbi Shimon's opinion, we understand, you were already, it was not included in the Shmuel. You were already also to eat these things anyway. Why, according to Tanakhama, are you chayev for violating your Shavuah? You swore you're not going to eat today, and you eat shreif. Mushbava omeid mehar Sinai hu. It is already a Shavuah on you from Har Sinai not to eat this food. So we have a rule, ein Shavuah, chala al Shavuah. You can't have one Shavuah, bichal, on a different Shavuah. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan da'amrei. So Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan explain. He's talking about a case, Bekol el dvarma retarmim dvarma asurim. When the guy made his shvuah, he said, I swear that I will not eat kosher food, and I will not eat non-kosher food in the same shvuah. Since the shvuah is chal on the kosher food, we roll it also onto the non-kosher food. That's the way Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan learned. So the first answer is Bekol Dvarim Asurim. Reish Lakish says no. That the only way you'd be chayiv is if you eat a chatzis shir, and therefore on a chatzis shir, the Isser Torah wasn't on you, b'mefarish chatzis shir v'aliba d'rabbanan, that you explicitly stated in your shvua, you're not even going to eat a half a kezias, and this goes according to Chachamim, who hold that normally when a person intends to aser something on himself, he only intends to aser a shir. He only intends to aser a kezias. There's a machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Akiva over there in Shavuos. When a person asers about himself and doesn't explicitly state what he means to aser, does he only mean to aser a kezias, or does he even mean to aser less than a kezias? According to chachamim, he only means to aser himself a kezias. So Reish Lakish says, in this case, the guy explicitly stated, I even am not going to eat a less than a kezias, so therefore the Shavuah would be chal. That's going to Chachamim. Bistam, v'libid Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, he says that a person usually, even if he doesn't explicitly state anything, he always intends to ask for himself even a kol shehu. Really, so if a person just stam makes a shvuah, he means even a kol shehu, and therefore that would include the chatzis shir. So again, the chachamim say, so according to the chachamim, that usually when a guy says a stam shvuah, he only means a shir. You have to explicitly state, I'm even asking kol shehu. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't even have to say that, because according to Rabbi Akiva, any time a person asers upon himself eating, he means even a chatzis shir. Either way, according to Reish Lakish, his intention is to do a chatzis shir. That's where it would be chal. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it means bekol al dvarim asurim im dvarim amutarim. And according to Reish Lakish, it means if the guy explicitly stated chatzis shir, or he means chatzis shir, according to Rabbi Akiva. So it turns out, according to Reish Lakish holds the shvuah is chal on a chatzis shir, because it's not d'oraisa. So therefore, if Reish Lakish holds chatzis shir is usur even midrabanan, so why in the world is the shvuah chal on a chatzis shir if he holds it's usur midrabanan? Oh, so the Gemara is going to give the answer that all of you are thinking in your head, but that's only the Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, V'chi teima keva de islei heter min haTorah. Since Reish, do you know why Reish Lakish holds its chal on a chatzis shir, the Shavuah? Is because the chatzis shir is only asim in the Rabbanan, but not midoraisa. As far as the Torah is concerned, it's permitted to eat it. V'chi teima keva de islei heter min haTorah. Kochayel korban Shavuah. Since it's mutter midoraisa, it's only asim in the Rabbanan, so that's why the Shavuah is chal on the less than a shir, because that you're not mushba v'omid mehar Sinai. Hashem never asked for the chatzis shir at Har Sinai, so maybe that's what the shvuah is chal on. No, we learned in the Mishnah over there in Shavuos that even on an Issa Derabbanan, a Shavuos not Chalon. Vatanan, Shavuos HaEdus, if a guy, let's say, I know that you saw that somebody stole from me, so I subpoena you to court and I put a Shavuos on you and you say, no, I don't know anything. I say, swear to me that you don't know Edus for me. That's called a Shavuos HaEdus. Shavuos HaEdus. So Shavuos HaEdus is only shayach. You only can put a swear on a guy, an oath on a guy that he has to swear that he doesn't know Edus for you. That's only with someone who's ro'oi to give testimony. What's that coming to exclude? Okay, a king can't give testimony, so it's coming to exclude a king. A gambler is pasul Edus. But a gambler is only pasul edus midrabbanan midaraisa. He's allowed to testify. For rabbanu debaslu velo kachayla le shvua. And yet, even though he's only pasul edus midrabbanan, he still can't do a shvua edus. So you see, even if a guy's pasul midrabbanan, shvua is still chal on him. So to over here, chatzishu is asim midrabbanan. So the shvua should not be chal. You should be mushba v'omen. It should be included already in the shvua. The shvua should not be chal. Just like a guy, Masachi Pekuvia is not shaykh to the parish of Edus, even though he's only pasul midrabbanan. So to a guy, a chatzishir, if it's asim midrabbanan, should not be chayav a shvua midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, shani hasam, to amakra im lo yagin, v'hai lara baragadu klau. There the Torah explicitly says, it all depends on tachlis. Are you going to be able to come to Beis Din? Even though it's asim midrabbanan, you are bottom line not going to be able to come to Beis Din to testify. Even though it's only midrabbanan, you're not going to. But at the end of the day, im lo yagid v'nasa avono. It's got to be someone who's able to testify by the Karban Shvua. But by the Chatzi Shir, since midoraisa, it is kosher food midoraisa less than a kezias, according to Rish Lakish. Therefore, the Shvua will be chal, as opposed to by Shavuos Edus, as long as midrabbanan you're not able to testify, the shvua would not be chal. Stop. Stop. Okay, a few things to point out over here. First of all, the first thing we said is that by an Issa D'oraisa, we had this idea, by an Issa D'rabbanan, I'm sorry, by Nisa Daraisa, we have this idea called that you're mushba va'omein me har Sinaihu, that you already took a shvua on this at Har Sinai. So there's a machlokis between the mafarshim. What does this mean that you took a shvua? Where did we take a shvua at Har Sinai? Was there a shvua at Har Sinai? That when the Gemara said, how could a shvua be chal on Chatzi Shir? You already mushba v'omin mehar Sinai. You already took a shvua on Trey food. Forget Chatzi Shir. A full Shir. Right? A Naseh v'nishma, Joe says. Good. So the Shach in Yoredeya writes, yeah, that every person was nishra by Har Sinai al Asir Torah. Ein shvua chal shvua. That, whatever, that Naseh V'Nishma, okay, Naseh V'Nishma means, okay, but where do you see a Shavua in that, right? Where does it say, did we swear Naseh V'Nishma? We said we're going to do it. Did we swear? So the Shach says, yes, Dr. Joe, you're right. We took a Shavua. There was a Shavua there. The Torah doesn't say Shavua. It means that when we committed to do it, that's a Shavua. But the Chazonish disagrees. The Chazonish asks against him, if it's considered that you took a Shavua, so therefore, you should have to get lashes every time you violate every Yisr Doraisa. Even not Lavin, you should take lashes because you violated the Shavua at Har Sinai, right? Let's say a person doesn't put on tefillin one day. It's an assay. So there's no lashes. What do you mean? But you violated the Shavua. He said at Har Sinai, I swear, it's like I swear I'm going to put on tefillin. And you didn't do it. So you should get lashes on everything that's a Chazanish's Kasha. And therefore, he says no. When the Gemara says you're mushba va'omid, it doesn't mean there was mamish a shvua, but it means muzer va'omid, that a shvua is not chal on an isser that was pre-existing. Because of ein isser chal isser, it's not really ein shvua chal isser, ein isser chal isser. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, shalom yavar. It's one of the three exceptions, right? Nishba, Meimar, Mekal, Chaver, B'Shem. It's one of the three exceptions that even though it's a lav shem b'maisa, still you get malchus. Explicit psukim. It depends how you violate it. If I swear I'm not going to eat and you eat, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If I swear I am going to eat and you don't eat, it's a lav shem b'maisa. But that's a whole sugya over there, Marcus. Correct. Dr. Joe, the Shavuos Har Sinai, it says in the Pasuk that there was a bris. Shebnei Yisrael karsu bris in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a bris, a covenant. And the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah says, ein bris below Shavuah. And it even applies to future generations. Because all of our neshamas, the Maharsha writes that all of our neshamas were there at Har Sinai and we all took the Shavuah. Okay, that's point number one. Now, point number two. What's this business that this is a very important Gemara in the discussion about whether or not all the Rabbanans, do you have to listen to all the Rabbanans midoraisa? What about Lo Sasur? Doesn't the Torah say Lo Sasur min hadavar she'yigid l'cha yamin u'smol? So the Torah itself says you have to listen to all the Rabbanan. So the Gemara over here is distinguishing and saying, when it comes to Shavuos HaEdus, if you're Pasul Midrabbanan, you're Chayv in Shavuos HaEdus. You're exempt from Shavuos HaEdus Midaraisa. But by Chatzi Shir, we're saying that that since it's only Rabbanan, the Reish Lakish says the Shavuos can be Chal on Chatzi Shir. If you swear not to eat today and you eat a Chatzi Shir, so you're going to violate the Shavuos because Chatzi Shir wasn't included. Why was Chatzi Shir, if it's only also Midrabbanan, what about Lo Sasur Min HaDavar She'yigid L'cha Yamin U'Smol? So this is a big shaila. Even though the Torah already commanded Lo Sasur, so every Midrabbanan should be also Midoraisa. Nevertheless, the Gemara holds, since it's not explicit in the Torah, since Chatzi Shir is not explicit, it's included, you have to listen in general to the rabbis. But since the details are not explicit, so you can't say Mushma va'omei mehar Sinai, and all the chacham, all the sermon darabon, even though they included Lo Sasur, however, they're not mefurish in the Torah, and that's exactly what the dispute is over here, right? This is a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? The Rambam seems to say that all the sermon darabon are included in Lo Sasur, and the Ramban asks against them, well, then how can we have a rule Suffik Doraisa Luchumra and Suffik Darabanan Lekula if every darabanan is really a Doraisa? Right, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a whole piece on this in Kudshis Divrei Sofrim. So they answer that, well, the rabbis, when they assered their dinim, they explicitly stated that in a Suffolk case, they want to be lenient. Or in a Kavod Abrius, is Docha Derabbanans and not Docha Derayses, is Sugi and Brachas and Dav Chof. Same thing. What do you mean every Derabbanans Derayses? What do you mean Kavod Abrius is Docha Derabbanans and not Docha Derayses? Every Derabbanan is the right. So no, the rabbis established the Derabbanans in a way that they didn't want Kavod Abrios. They wanted Kavod Abrios to be able to push away the Derabbanans. So you got to listen to the rabbis. So they only set up their words bevadai, but not besafig. They only set up their words if there wasn't a Kavod Abrios issue. But if there is a Kavod Abrios issue, they never forbade their things. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. V'chal heicha de anush kares lo tani aser. You mean to tell me that everywhere it's an Isser Kari, so the Gemara doesn't use a Lashon of Asur? Vatani, we learned in a Brisa not this way. Avabisha Amru, Asur, Bekulon, even though in the Mishnah says that all the five Inuyim are Asur, you might have thought they were all the same. Lo Amru, Enosh Kares, El Alaocha, Vashosav, Osam, Malacha, Bilvad. The Kares you only get for eating and drinking or doing Malacha on Yom Kippur. So you see the Brisa says, Asur is by all of them. Answers the Gemara, Achi Kamar, Kisha Amru, Asur, when the Mishnah says, Asur, when the rabbis say Asur, which means there is no Chi of Kares, Lo Amru Ella Bechatzi Shir. They only meant if you eat and drink a Chatzi Shir, that's Asur and there's no Kares. By eating and drinking itself. Aval kishir, but if you eat a koseves agasa, a date, anush kares. Va'aval bisha anush kares, even though there's an issa kares, ain anush kares, elo ocha v'shos avosam alacha mulvad. So that fits in with the way we said it before, that there's only an Iser Kares on eating and drinking, but there's no Iser Kares on the other five Inuyim. Now, from this language of the Braisa, the Ran and the Smag prove that the other Isurim, the other Inuyim, washing, anointing, the Ran and the Smag prove that the other four are Isurim Midoraisa, just there's no Kares. Right? Because what was the language of the Braisa? Vavish Enosh Kares, Ein Onosh Kares, Elohim Vishosam Lach Bavad. There's only Kares in eating and drinking, is mashma, that the other four are also Midoraisa, just there's no Kares. That's the way the Ran and the Smag say. However, other Rishonim hold that they're only Asim Midrabanan. We're going to see Shita Satoisus. We'll see it in a minute, in the Gemara later on. According to that, since there's no Kares, is also not, since it's no Kares, it's not included in the words V'inisem es nafsho seichem in the Torah, and therefore it's only Asim Midrabanan. We're going to learn about that later on in a minute. Shita Satoisus. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'ibayis Ema. Right, so we asked before, why does the Mishnah say Lashon Aser if it's really Kares? So the first answer we gave was the Mishnah is talking about Chatzi Shir. That's only Aser Midrabanan. Now the Gemara is going to give a different answer. V'ibayis Ema, a different answer. No, really, the Mishnah is not talking about Chatzi Shir. Kiktani Aser Asha'ara. The word Aser is not going on Achilu Shasir because that's an Issa Kares. And it's not talking about Chatzi Shir, no. Aser means going on Achilu Rechitza Shasir and Ne'ilas HaSadnal, I'm sorry, it's going on Rechitza, Sicha, Ne'ilas HaSadnal and Tashu Shamita. The other four, there's no Issa Kares, it's Aser. Kiktani Aser Asha'ara. The Tonu Rabbi of Rav Yosef B'Shah Sifrei Devei Rav. Rabbi of Yosef learned in the Beis Medrash of Rav. In the brisas that were organized by Rav, minayin liyom akipurim she'aser berechitza besicha v'nias asan tashmita. How do you know Yom Kippur is aser in washing, anointing, wearing leather shoes, and marital relations? Talmud lomar shabbason shvos. The Torah says the word shabbason by Yom Kippur. Shabbas shabbason ilachem v'inisim es nafshos sheichem. So, v'inisim es nafsho seichem, that's talking about achilu shasiya. And added on to that, shabbason, shabbat shabbason, ilachem inisim. So shabbason means shvos, desist from other things. What are those other things? Rechitza, sicha, nil, sasadal, tashve, shamita. Just like by Shabbos, shabbason means other things. Even malachas that were not in the Mishkan. So too, Shabbason is Shavuos by Yom Kippur. Other things, not only eating and drinking. Take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. See Rashi, Shabbason, three quarters of the way down the page. Shabbason. V'gabe ino iksiv, v'chiechen de Shabbason, v'shabbos, asukar abon and sham, v'loch shalai, v'mishkan, v'ein malach and gemura. Just like by Shabbos, Shabbason includes other things. Hachanami Shabbason, the Gabi Ina, the Ksiv Shabbason, Vinisam Lahosev Alachilu Shasia. Toisvis, later on Ayin Zayin Amid Alf, Dear Master Disnan, writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that all the other Inuim are only Asim Midrabanan. It's Tosus on Ayin Zayin. We're going to get to it. And the drushes of the Psukim that the Gemara quotes are only in Asmachta. And the proof is from the fact that we say in the Braisa later on, someone who is dirty is allowed to wash. And a guy who has a wound on his head is allowed to anoint himself. If it was Asim Midoraisa, why would it be mutter to wash if you're dirty? Others say, no, it's only Rechitza Shel Tainug that's Aser. But a Rechitza to wash off the dirt is not a Rechitza Shel Tainug. It's not joyous, and therefore it's okay. However, the Ran writes that all the Inurim are Asur Midoraisa, and it's from the Lashon of the Braisa. We said it's not Anosh Kares, but it is Asur Midoraisa. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the nafkamina between this machlokas is what about if you have a suffik, right? So if it's an issa d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. And the Mishnah Berurah writes we should be machmir. Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. Okay, let's continue. Gufa. We learned previously. Chatzi shir, Rabbi Yochanan Rasa min haTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter min haTorah. Now, these words, chatzi shir, is it dafka half? Why is it chatzi shir? What about a quarter or three quarters? So, no, Pashup Shat Rashi says it means less than a shir. Chatzi shir is lav dafka. Even a kol shehu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is also midaraisa, and the Ravid writes that way as well. The Ravid writes, Vadai ki heichi di chatzi shir, also just like half a shir is usher. A third or a quarter is also usher. Because once it's no longer a shir, it's considered a mashu. Even a mashu is usher. However, the Maram Chalava in Psachim disagrees that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only half a kizayis is usher midaraisa, but a quarter or a third is not usher midaraisa. And the Avnei Nezer writes that way as well, Badas HaRambam. Wow. That a quarter or a third is not usher midaraisa. Interesting. Okay. Says the Gemara. Oh. Now, by the way, interesting, is chatzi shira only usher midaraisa only by eating? Or let's say you do half a shira of something else. Let's say on Shabbos, you're only chayav for writing two letters. Let's say you only write one letter. That might not be a good example, but let's take by a different isser. By a different isser. It's not an isser achila. A different isser where there's a shir. So would we say chatzi shir is asmi daraisa? So the Chacham Tzvi talks about this. Many posts come out that the only isser of chatzi shir midaraisa is only by isuri achila and not by other isuri Torah. The Chacham Tzvi says this is the opinion of the Rush, the Dolga Merivava, the Tzlach, and others. However, many other posts can say no. Chatzi shir is also min haTorah by all yisurim. Let's say by gneva. So is a shir of a pruta. What if you steal a half a pruta? Is that also midaraisa or not? So we know you only have to give it back if it's a minimum of a pruta. But let's say you steal half a pruta. Is that also midaraisa? So that's a dispute. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Second, where's my pen? Not here. Okay. Says the Gemara. Gufa. Chatzi shir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa min haTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa min haTorah. Kevin Dechazi Litz Darufei. Since you could add on another half of Kazayas, if you would add on another half of Kazayas, it would all be treif. So too, if you only eat part of it, this is treif. It's fit to be combined with another half. Isurika achil. So while you're eating is aser. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter min haTorah. Achila Amar Rachman of Aleka. The Torah says don't eat it. And eating is only a kezias. Eating is defined as a kezias. Now, the Prima Gadim and the Tzlach explain that this logic, the fact that you could mix it with another half of kezias, that's exactly why, that's the reason for the Isser. That the reason why you're not allowed to eat half of kezias is because we're afraid you're going to come to eat another half of kezias. That's what some of the Achronim say. And others say, no. Others say, no. Like, if that's true, let's say it's the last minute of Shabbos, or it's the last minute of Yom Kippur. So you ate a half of Kosevis. So you have no time to eat the other half. So maybe it wouldn't be Asa Midoraisa at such a point if it's impossible to violate the whole Kosevis Hagasa. And some say no, it's not the reason. It's just a simen. The Gemara just means that since it's roi to be mitzdarif for the Shir Shalem. So too, just eating the first half is itself an Isser. Fine. Esir, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question against Reish Lakish. Ain li ela kol sheyesh no ba'onesh. Yesh no ba'azhara. I only know that something that is you could be included in the punishment of kares. Let's say you eat chelev of an animal, yeshno bazhara, so it's also usher to eat it. But koi, if you have an animal that's you're not sure whether it's a chai or a behema, so you're not sure whether it's fat is usher or not. The chatzi shir, or if you have a half a kazayis of fat of a behema, hol ve'eno ba'onesh, since there's no punishment, a koi there's no punishment because it's a suffix, and chatzi shir there's no punishment because it's not aser midaraisa, yochel eno bazhara, you might think there's no iser, tamad lomar, kol chelev, the pasuk says, kol chelev, lo sochelu, even chatzi shir. So you see, chatzi shir is aser midaraisa, question against Rish Lakish. Answers the Gemara, Rish Lakish will say that word's pasuk kol chelev midarabanan, ukras machta ba'alma. The pasuk is just an asmachta. That's not really the source. Rabbi Yochanan says you have kol chelev. Hachanami mistaver, right? The Gemara later on is going to ask, why do we need both the pasuk of kol chelev and the svara of chazi litzdarufe? Is it a pasuk or is it a svara? We're going to see later on. Says the Gemara, Hachanami mistaver. This is also logical. If you tell me that it's really awesome, midoraisa, koi sveika. Oh, it's lasui sveika. Why do we need a pasuk to include a case of a suffix? If you're not sure, says the Gemara, yimishem haloyerya. That's not a good proof. Kasavar koi beriya b'fnei atzmahi. He holds that a koi is not a suffix because you're not sure whether it's a chay or a behema. Rather, it's a barrier b'fnei atzmahi. It's its own. It's not a chaya and it's not a behema. It's a third category. It's its own barrier. That's why you need a pasuk to teach me that even its fat is aser. De'ilo temahachi. Adam Rav Idi Bar Avin. Af kol anything that has tuma. La suye koi. It's coming to include a koi. Koi sveiko, it's called a rui sveika. Right? The Torah says, v'chol dam lo sochelu. You're not allowed to eat blood. So the Gemara says you have a special pasuk. Af kol anything that right, so it says that the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat any blood. La'ofala behema. So there's a brisa and krisis that learns from this pasuk with a klal prat to include other animals that their blood is also usher, and it's davar sheyesh bo tuma. So what's it including? What do you mean? Both behema and oaf are written explicitly, and even a chai is included. Rav Yehuda Bar Avin says it means it's coming to include a koi, that even a koi is usher ba'achila. The blood of a koi is usher yichayev karis for it. So says the Gemara, hadam Rav Yehuda Bar Avin af kol asuye koi. What do you mean? If it's a suffix chai, a suffix behema, so the blood of a chai and the blood of a behema is already usher. What do I need a pasuk to include a koi? Ah, is it called a sveika? Ella beriya shani. Obviously, a koi is neither a chai nor a behema. It's its own category. That's why I need a pasuk to include its blood, and that's why I need a pasuk to include that its chelev is also usher ba'achila. Ella beriya shani. Hachanami beriya shani. Now, just one last point here. There's too much to say here. It's a point. Right, Tosfos over here, Kevan. Take a look at the top Tosfos. Kevan the Chazit of Yisur Kacha Temeli. Amai, what do you mean? Amai lo kamar time at the Besamach to kol chel Rabbis Chazi Shir. Why do I need the svar of Chazi Listarufe? It's capable of being combined. Just say it's the pasuk of kol chelat. Yishlam Adlachi Yisur Chel Rabbi Yochan Lefrushe High Timea. Shem Deim Mikra to kol chel. If you only had the pasuk. Have a mina ikr kral lakoi itzrich. The chatzishim midrabanan. Vasmachu akravel. Hashed to come in time with the chazal trufe. Svaru mehai time with the drasha gemura hilachatzishir. The svara is teaching me that the pasuk is a real drasha and not just an asmachta. After we have the svar of chazal trufe, it must be that the pasuk is a real drasha gemura. Okay. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. So we learned in our Mishnah that Yom Kippur is Aser Bachilu Shasiya. Tana Rabbanan. How do you know it's eating and drinking? The Torah never says anything about eating and drinking. It just says you should afflict yourself. Maybe that means you should take a knife and cut yourself up. Chas v'shalom. No one should do that. But Tana Rabbanan. Ta'anuas nafsho seichem. You should cause affliction to yourself on the 10th of Tishrei. Yochol yeshiv b'chamo b'tzinech deshi tzitar. Maybe you should sit in the hot sun all day. Who says not eat and drink? Tamalomar v'chol malacha lo sasu. Ma malacha sheval tasa. Just like malacha, it's sitting back and not doing something. Af inu nefesh b'sheval tasa. Ve'meichad yosu b'shimsho v'chaim lo'inim le kum tov betula. Okay. So I'm sitting in the sun, don't leave, stay there. Yasi betula v'karle, or you're sitting in the cold, don't leave, you should stay there and be cold. Le'inim le'kum tov b'shimsha. Dumi de malacha. The Gemara answers, no, it's got to be similar to malacha. Ma malacha lo chilakta ba. Just like all malacha is usher in all cases, af inu lo'tachlok bo. There can't be differences. If you're in the sun, you got to go to the shade. If you're in the shade, you go to the sun. That can't be what it means. So it must be eating and drinking. Says the Gemara. Tanya Idach, a different brayse, has it slightly differently. Tanu is nafsho seichem. Yochel yeshe b'chama uvitzina v'yitzdaer. You might think it means you should sit in the sun or the cold and be in pain. Tamalomar. V'chol malacha lo sasu. Ma malacha dovish chayavan lov b'mokom acher. Just like malacha is something that you chayav kares elsewhere, like by Shabbos. Af inu nefesh. It's got to be an affliction from something that you be chayev karis from somewhere else. Where are you chayev for karis for eating? So maybe it's only an achil shish bokaris like pigol venosar, but if you eat tevel and Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be chayev. The double language, riba, comes to include. What about nevela? You only have lashes for? Tamalomar, ta'anu v'inisim is nafsho seichem. Reba, it includes everything. What about just eating stuff that it's mutter to eat? How do you know that's included in the inu of Yom Kippur? Tamalomar, ta'anu v'inisim is nafsho seichem. Reba, it's coming to include everything. Avi achulun she'enu b'kum achol. Velo obvious a truma should become a whole. Maybe truma that's a mitzvah is not included. Tamalomar ta'anu v'nisim is nafsho seichem. Reba comes to include any eating. Obvious a truma she'ena b'bal tosiru. There's no iser to leave it over. Velo obvious a kachim she'ena b'bal tosiru. Maybe kachim that's mamish b'al tosir. You're going to violate a lav if you don't eat it on Yom Kippur. Tamalomar ta'anu v'nisim is nafsho seichem. Reba comes to include everything. V'im nafshe chalomar, and if you don't like this drasha, how do I know another place it's achi ushiya? Hareyu omer, v'havarti es ha-nefesh ahi mikerav ama. Inu ishiu avedas nefesh. It's got to be an affliction that you lose some life by not doing it. V'eze ze achilu ushiya. Because eating is what keeps you alive. So there's got to be an avedas nefesh, so by not eating and drinking, you're losing a little bit of your life. Says the Gemara, "My vim nafsh chalomar. Why do you need another drasha? V'chitema ba'arayos kamishtai kra. Maybe v'inisim is nafshechem is talking about gili arayos, because we see that the lashon of inui is applies by arayos. Harei omer v'avadati yisan nefesh inui sheish ba'avedas nefesh v'ezizah achilas shasiya." Says the Gemara, "No, another source. How do you know it's eating and drinking?" Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Nemar Kan Inui V'Nemar Lahalan. By the man it says Inui Vaya Ancha Vaya Rivecha Vaya Chilcha Saman Ma Lahalan Inui Ravon. Just like later on it's talking about starvation. Afkan Inui Ravon. So to over here by Yom Kippur it means starving yourself. Aye, let's learn it out. Says the Gemara V'Nelef Im Tanes Ben Me Im Tanes Ben Osai. Right. Lavan said to Yaakov that he shouldn't be ma'ane his daughters by not having relations with them. So you see, inui is about arai, is about relations. So answers the Gemara, done in inui derabim, inui derabim. By the man, it's all to all of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ein dan inu derabim of Yom Kippur me'inu deyachid about the wives of Yaakov. Says the Gemara, V'nelef me'inu de Mitzrayim, dechsiv vayoreos an Mitzrim vanitzak vayaris on Yenu, v'amrinon zu precious derech eretz. The Baal HaGadda says that vayaris on Yenu, the fact that we abstain from marital relations. Ella, so you're right, that's not a good proof. Ella, danin inoy bidei shamayim, me'inu bidei shamayim, we learn it from the mun, which was a starvation from Hashem, and this Yom Kippur is also an inu bidei shamayim. It's a mitzvah. Ve'ein danin inu bidei shamayim, me'inu bidei adam. We don't learn it out from the story of Yaakov, and Mitzrayim was an affliction of the Egyptians, or an affliction that Yaakov was going to inflict, and not from Hashem. So, but in tomorrow's daf, there's a lot of agadata, beautiful stuff about the mun, beautiful agadatas. We will stop here, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, Be'ezras Hashem. Have a great day.